With 90.3 KEDM, I'm Bob Lennox. The North Louisiana Economic Partnership unveils a strategic plan today. The organization has been compiling ideas and strategies to grow and support business over the next 5 years. NLEP Senior Vice President Christine Rambo joins me by phone. Christine, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me here, and we are so excited about today's unveiling of our strategic plan. A lot of work went into developing this plan, which was created for us by TIP Strategies based in Austin, Texas. This group is well known across the nation for developing very effective plans for economic development agencies and communities.
Christine, how far back does this effort in creating this strategic plan go?
It's been underway for almost a year. TIP Strategies has been here in the region numerous times, interviewing stakeholders, elected officials, business members to get their perspective and their vision for where we want our region to go in the future.
As the partnership represents North Louisiana all across the I-20 corridor, is there a particular emphasis for business and location in Monroe and Northeast Louisiana that's brought out in this plan?
The strategies are very broad in its focus, but there are specific targets that may be more suited for one part of the region versus another. Of some of the business targets and sectors that we'll be going after, value-added ag processing, which we've seen a lot of here in Northeast Louisiana, is one of those target sectors. We feel that this area, for instance, Morehouse Parish, has seen a lot of activity in that sector. Whereas the oil sector and the petrochemical sector might be more suited to the northwest side of the region. However, a lot of the target sectors fit throughout our entire region. One of the sectors that this plan has identified for us to target includes information technology, which is emerging across the I-20, I-49 corridor here in Monroe with CenturyLink and in Bossier with CSC.
Tell us, what are some of the short-term goals, perhaps things that could develop within a year that the organization hopes to accomplish?
Right. Our action matrix, which was developed by TIP Strategies for us, includes a lot of short-term and long-term goals. Some short-term items really would be working on the infrastructure in-house that would create the foundation for real lasting change and real lasting movement for the region. There are real strategies behind this plan that we're really excited about.
And looking at the partnership's work as far as site location and prospective businesses, how was that addressed in the plan?
There are three main goals that has been developed for us. Those goals include economic development, which is our core strategy, is our core mission, and developing a world-class program for fostering business attraction, business recruitment, business retention, and expansion. But two newer goals for NLEP includes developing a stronger pipeline of talent to support future and current growth with our regional employers. That's something that we have been doing, but not so much in a formal setting. So this is a very exciting initiative for us. Third goal is economic development advocacy, being a unified voice for the region to promote economic development.
Looking forward to the strategic plan and finding out more about that and the work of North Louisiana Economic Partnership. Christine Rambo serves as the NLEP Senior Vice President. Christine, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me here.